Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Powell Chapel Memorial Center, retired Pastor William H. Smith, sitcom. Hello there. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. I got wet, and now I'm drying out.
That's good if you're drying out.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, we welcome you to sitcom Ministry of the Powell Chapel Memorial Center, 119 Powell Chapel Road, Pulaski, Tennessee, hosted Monday through Saturday, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time by Sister Darlene J. Clark, and she's the author of the book titled Shattered Innocent, and along with me, retired, drying out William Howard Smith. We invite you to call in your prayer concerns using the number, see if I can get it right, 563-999-3629. Again, that number to call in on is 563-999-3629. So let us begin with prayer and then a verse of scripture that will come from John chapter 4 and verse 29. May we pray. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, first of all, we thank you for giving us this day. Thank you, oh God, that you have been merciful unto us and you withheld justice from us and gave us another demonstration of what it is to be the recipients of your grace. You live beyond our faults. And you saw what we needed. We thank you, God, that we have the exercise of our mind and that in the name of Jesus, we commend unto you those who have fallen. And we ask, oh God, that you would pick up those who are downhearted. We ask, oh God, that you would grant healing to those who have experienced illness or injury. We ask, oh God, that you would instill hope in those who are hopeless. Thank you, God, for being our protector, our provider, for being the one that helped us as we attempted to carry a heavy load all by ourselves. But because of your renewing our strength, we're able to run on and continue to hold the faith that even though it may be size or mustard seed, we can speak to the mountains in our lives and they will be moved. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to utilize this ministry. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray, amen. John chapter 4, verse 29. Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ? Thus ends the reading. May the Lord bless the reader and hearer of the inspired word of God. We welcome you to call in using the number 563-999-3629 to share with us your prayer concerns as well as those who are standing in the need of prayer. That number again, 563-999-3629. And let me call upon Sister Darlene, who will share with us prayer concerns as well as excerpts from her book called Shattered Innocent. Sister Darlene.
First, we'd like to hear from the caller that called in.
Hi, Darlene.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I am just asking for prayers for expedited healing.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like a...
I like it expedited.
I like that expedited.
I just want to get back to work full time.
Yes. He has a great position.
He is the
most powerful position, and I've been praying and praying, and I know you have too for me, Darlene, and I appreciate it.
Well,
you are
not
welcome.
Only Darlene, whether two or three gather together in my name, touching and agree, I will be in the midst. So there's one, two, three, plus a whole bunch of others. All righty, and I like that word, expedite. May we pray, O God, we call upon thee. You've heard the petition of your daughter. And we ask, O God, that you keep us in remembrance of the fact that sometimes we become anxious and we're in a hurry, but when you step in, it's always on time. You're a way maker. And, Lord, there have been occasions when we couldn't even think about a place to put in the application or think about a place to even begin to work. But you worked on the hearts and minds of others, and with a phone call or with a conversation that we didn't anticipate, you enabled us to receive a referral or guidance, and you opened up a door that we could never even imagine that would open in our behalf. Thank you, God, that Jesus said, I am the door. I am the way. And because we believe in him who did anything but fail, we know that no good thing will be withheld from us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to stay, but I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, I can just put it on the... Okay. All right. We got Noah Young still healing after surgery. You said that he had got to attend church back again. Praise God on that.
Yes.
Have you got to get with Sister Faye Ferris yet about the one that was bitten by a brown recluse?
Well, that's still on my list of things to do, and I don't want to miss heaven, so I'm going to jump on that after the broadcast.
Okay. And we're still praying for Brother Flippin, who has burnt over 70% of his body.
Yes.
The victims of the disasters, such as storms, bridges, and earthquakes, and today there are tornadoes going around, and there's flooding that's happening at the moment as well.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine, Brother William Pennington, that's in a nursing home. Brother Hargrove, that's in the a nursing home as well. Family of Mary Clark, she has passed away. I want to pray for Mike and his mother. His mother has got stage 4 cancer. A friend with a fractured back. A friend named Brother Michael, unspoken prayers. Brother Ken. Brother Billy. My neighbor Tamara next door, she had fallen into the shower yesterday. So she's really sore. Another friend, Eric, he is sick. There's so many missing and exploded children and kids that have been murdered in our country. Please pray for me as well. I spoke in prayer requests to the sister Angela as well as Brother Ken.
All righty. And before we came on the air, Sister Darlene, you mentioned something. And I told you, I said, well, I'm on sure enough, bring it out. Sometimes we can wake up in the morning, feel pretty good, and then an incident occurs, and we start feeling topsy-turvy. So you know I was going to ask, what are you doing drinking too much coffee and didn't get dizzy? You want to share what was going on with you?
Yeah, I don't drink coffee. I'm allergic to it. So, you know, that wouldn't even make me worse. I would end up in the emergency room probably. No, but I've been having, like, I do have traumatic brain injury, so I have to be careful about getting upset. And I have been upset and stressed out, and plus now I got a sinus infection. But the other day, I did not feel like I could be, I was worried about doing the Bible study that I do on POF Life. And I just didn't feel well. I still felt a little disoriented, and I got over there because I still was here, and you still need to go through it. And I got over there, and all of a sudden, I started feeling wonderful. God help me.
Great.
Almost like, wow, you know. I'm feeling excellent. So, yes, I'm blessed.
All righty. That's wonderful. And just came to mind yesterday, since I'm old, I hang out with old folk, the Senior Citizens Center, and there was a gentleman who was a veteran, and he had been staying in an assisted living facility, and we're talking about, it's not cheap, probably around $6,000 a month. Well, on yesterday, there was concern about him because he's needing somewhere to stay because evidently the nest egg that was set up was running very low. So, and I know he's well over in his 80s, and we want to remember him in our prayers and others who knew of resources were making their business to get in there to assist him. And thank God for others. Thank God for others. And again, let's my computer's talking to me. Maybe. I don't know if I got cut off. What you're saying, press one or press two? So.
Start your show now. Press one.
I don't know what this thing is saying. It's got a mind of its own. But our call-in number for those who desire prayer and want to share with us their concern of others is 563-999-362-9563-999-3629. And it kind of reminds me of the commercial for Empire Flooring singing the phone number. In terms, okay, so Zylene, you want to share with us about some nuggets from your book?
Yes, I'll go ahead and I'll read the introduction to my book so y'all will understand some of where I'm coming from and then the purpose of why I had felt like I had to write it. Strength comes from the past. People continue to tell me to forget the past. It doesn't hurt me as badly as it used to. I am telling my story, one of survival, of courage, of hope. I aspire to reach out to others to whom this has happened to. People should learn not to judge anyone. The worst thing I've heard is, I would have done this if this had happened to me. They didn't live it. They don't know what they would have done either in my situation or nor in anyone else's. The person has enough trouble surviving and coping without hearing someone saying what they would have done if that would have happened to them. It is degrading. Surviving the horror of abuse is an inspiration in itself. For those who have lived it, they know it was hell. Each day was a matter of survival. Yes, some laws are supposed to help the abuse victims, but in my situation, they didn't on numerous occasions. Whenever you hear someone's story of abuse, please don't tell them what you would have done. It makes the person feel worse. It's like saying you could have done a better job, but they didn't do enough to do a good job. To the judges, are you God? The Bible warns against judges. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged. For what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. We need to pat ourselves on the back for surviving the horrors. So people, please don't say what you would have done or tell the survivor that he or she needs to stop discussing the abuse unless it was you in that situation. I hope to show my strength by sharing my story. I'm hoping others in similar situations can open up and talk about it. The worst a person can do is not talk about it. It gives the perpetrators more power. Let's get our power back and keep it. I was destined to write this book. I was in an online support group. When I shared a piece I wrote named Regina's Triumph, it's in the chapter called Poems and Other Writings. The members of the group asked for my permission to copy and print Regina's Triumph. They informed me the writings portrayed how they felt. and help them explain to their psychiatrist or psychologist how they felt since they had trouble explaining their own feelings. It made me proud to be asked this. My words would help my abuse friends explain how they feel internally. I felt honored. So I permitted them to show their doctor or therapist the literary piece. There were three times I'd given up writing this book. All three times, within 3 days of me wanting to give up writing, devastating abuse happened. The first time, I was talking on a popular messenger service for my friend Cowboy Bill. He informed me about his friend who was a police officer who had given him some horrific news. A four-year-old child overheard her mother and mother's boyfriend arguing. The little girl went to ask the mother's boyfriend to please stop fighting. She was trying to get his attention by tugging on his shirt. He backhanded her, which sent her young body down a flight of stairs. She didn't survive. The second time was about a year earlier when a friend asked me to speak with her daughter, who had been abused severely by her mate. I tried to convince her to leave. Close to a year later, Molly contacted me to inform me her daughter died. She had been stabbed over 80 times. I had given up on this book a few days before I was notified of the horrific news. I was asked to let her friends at a social network site know the disturbing news. She gave me the newspaper link, so if anyone doubted the horrifying news, the link was truthful. The third time I gave up writing this book, a woman went to a local Texaco. A little while later, the mom told the clerk her car was stolen with a five-year-old son in the back seat. Oh. An APB, all-points bulletin, was issued. Giovanni Glass, which he was really Giante Glass, was located inside the family's garage. He was in the back seat in the trunk, deceased. It was too late to save this precious five-year-old boy. He was deceased inside the same vehicle his mother had claimed was stolen. He died from blows to his stomach for bringing home a bad report card. The mother's boyfriend was the abuser. The mother was involved as well, and she helped her boyfriend cover up the hideous crime. Now here's my story.
Amen. All right. And thank you so much for sharing. Again, our calling number for prayer is, and let me sing it, 563-999-3629. And once again, call in number is 563-999-3629 for your prayer concerns. And there used to be a song I would play on the organ, Only a Look at Jesus. And then there was a lady who said, oh, but if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I would be made whole. And that last gospel song says, something happened and now I know he touched me and he has made me whole. Go now to the word of God as shared with us in the Gospel of, let me find it. Oh, yeah. Okay. The lady said, come see a man that has told me everything that I have done. And I can remember, maybe I'm too old, but the gracious lady that solicited prayer and Sister Darlene, I imagine you all can remember when you received a report card. And on that report card, it would indicate the different subjects that you studied and what progress you made or what improvement may be needed, and you received a letter grade. I know we did in elementary school, and then maybe in middle school, they gave us a numerical grade. But we had teachers who were genuinely concerned and interested in us. Even though there was a group of 30 in the class, she dealt with us individually. And she required, or he required, students to work. And he or she was impartial in dealing with us, and obviously enthusiastic about teaching. Well, today I'm going to ask a question. What did Jesus teach? What did Jesus, if we look at John chapter 3 and verse 3, the word says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So the first teaching of Jesus is that we are in need for the new birth. That way we can look at things differently and take on a new approach and a course of action. Then we look at John chapter 3 and verse 14. The word says, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So the second item that Jesus taught was that his death was necessary. There's a hymn that we sang, If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. The world is hungry for the living bread, and that we're to lift up Jesus in order that the world may see us being content and satisfied because we have a genuine relationship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who became our personal Savior and our Redeemer. Then when we go to John chapter 3, verse 16, I know you got it memorized, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the third thing that Jesus taught is the love of God through the gift of his Son is detected and is shown. Greater love hath no man than he that layeth down his life for a friend. Another hymn is, Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry not some things, but everything, to God in prayer. And then when we go to John chapter 3, verse 19, it says, And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Another thing that Jesus taught is that evil is prevalent. Paul tells us everywhere he looked, on every hand, there was evil. When you try to do good, there's evil. When you have a positive outlook, there is evil. When you take four steps forward, it seems like you take five steps backward because there's evil. Even though you're going up, old folks say, the rough side of the mountain, it seems like instead of being able to pull yourself up by the rocks, you end up slipping and falling and injuring yourself. Evil is always around and present. But there's another old hymn that says, whatever comes my way, whatever my lot that has taught me to say, it is well with my soul. I may not be able to run swiftly, but as long as I can put one foot in front of the other, that's all right. I may not be able to see with 20/20 vision, but as long as I can see light instead of darkness, I can press onward towards the source of that light. And then we go to John 3 and verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. The wrath of God abideth on him. So the fifth thing that Jesus taught us was this: the possession of eternal life is able to be within our rich. There was a rich man, the scripture tells us, and he approached Jesus and asked Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, well, love God, love your neighbor. And the fellow said, well, I do that, and I go to worship service, and I attend regularly, and I put money in the plate. So, and I ain't missing over nobody. So I think I'm doing pretty good. Therefore, I ought to have access to eternal life. But Jesus knows all and sees all. He looked at the young man and said, now you take everything you got, all your possessions, and sell it. And whatever you get, give it to the poor. And the word says that young man went away sorrowful. Some folk would rather have houses and land. Some folk choose silver and gold. But these things that they treasure, they will forget about their souls. But aren't you glad that you made Jesus Christ your choice? The road will get rough. The going will get tough. And the hills before you will be hard to climb. But aren't you glad that you made up your mind? And it wasn't just yesterday, but a long time ago. And you ain't got no doubt that you have made Jesus, the Son of the living God, your choice. So many people may doubt him, but you can say, I cannot live without him. That is why I love Jesus so, because he's real. So we trust that you will write this number down for prayer concerns, 563-999-3629. And we're grateful for our sister who called in and solicited the intervening power of God to make a door open for her. And Sister Darlene, I'm going to call up on you to give the departing words.
I want to thank everyone for coming and worshiping with us at the time. We'll be doing it again tomorrow at the same time. Don't forget, it will be at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the number to call in, which y'all need to write it, put it on a notebook or anything in big letters, sick call, 563-999-3629. And it don't have to be just sick call. It can be words of encouragement, prayers to encourage, anything that your heart desires, if you need prayer for, please give us a call. Thank you so much.
Amen. And if we have it tomorrow, it'd be part two, the devotional, What Did Jesus Teach? If we never pass this way again, you just remember this time how good it has been, and lest we forget that lady saying, come see a man that's told me everything that I've done. Oh, just remember that God is so wonderful. May God bless you and keep you.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. God bless you all.